You must be a witch.
This particular story ties the Beatles, Walt Disney, and the CIA's secret MKUltra mind control experiments to a small elderly woman who, purified and late at night, high in the mountains in Oaxaca province, would become one with God and heal with words. A woman who Mexican poet Homero Arredichis called the greatest visionary poet in 20th century Latin America. I take little one who springs forth and I see God. I see him sprout from the earth. He grows and grows, big as a tree, as a mountain. His face is placid, beautiful, serene as in the temples. At other times, God is not like a man. He is the book, a book that is born from the earth, a sacred book whose birth makes the world shake. It is the book of God that speaks to me in order for me to speak. It counsels me, it teaches me, it tells me what I have to say to men, to the sick, to life. The book appears and I learn new words. These are the words, and this is the story of Maria Sabina, the contemporary Mazatec curandera who allowed Westerners to participate in the healing vigil known as the Velada. Had her story told on the cover of Time magazine and saw her tiny, isolated community transformed into a transcendental hippie mecca or madhouse that shaped the world.